and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's world of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back. We are talking about minute 122 to 123 today. And full disclosure, this is going to be another short one.
I think the rest of this week is going to be short ones.
Little bite-sized morsels of Dune Minute podcast for you.
Yep. But you know what? That's okay, because next week we're going to have a good bit to talk about.
Yeah. So let's rejoin Paul and Jessica in the Ornithopter as they've just freshly run out of gas. And
everyone's favorite thing to do. Yeah,
especially at almost 30,000 feet. Yeah, lovely.
No shit. Oops. But yeah, we're starting this minute off. Paul's back to fucking hitting switches and everything. And
adjusting technology.
Yes. re-engages the wings of Orny 2, but there's a problem.
Oops.
Only 3 out of the 4 engage. So pilot side bottom wing is stuck in its closed position.
Now this would pose a problem if you were trying to be in like helicopter mode.
Yes.
Now what Paul is doing here is just like a fixed blade.
He's in glider mode.
Yeah. Fixed wing kind of thing. I mean, yes, quite literally in glider mode.
Yeah.
And so on the surface, this is not a huge deal
until we see how much strength Paul has to exert to wrestle control of the Ornithopter.
Yeah.
Cause it's still a lot.
Yeah. And the Ornithopter is making it very apparent that it's under a lot of stress.
I imagine it's also like, you know, you try and turn your steering wheel in your car while it's off and the power steering motor isn't on. So you really have to like fight against the hydraulics and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure when the heart mollusks are going and they're doing their thing, it's a lot easier to control the wings than it is when they are, turned off.
I'd imagine. Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, if you get any kind of like, it's easier to do that kind of stuff when you have airflow over it. So yeah, it's the same principle.
But at this height, it's perfectly peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet. We're even starting to get this like nice, you know, peaceful, almost dreamlike swell of strings with the music and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, there's not a lot of resistance from the wings. Only the resistance is only from the mechanics of the actual Ornithopter itself.
Yep.
One of the deployed wings, the bottom right one, then begins to, you know, shake a little bit under the
stress.
He
banks right.
Yep.
And that does put more stress on the right wings. That bottom one is just, it's out of there.
Yeah, it snaps off and just flies behind. So at this point, they're riding on two wings, but because it's, you know, fixed wing glider kind of stuff, they're still kind of able to make a slow descent back down to the desert. And we can see two in front of them, right? There is no more Coriolis storm. They've made it through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't just we're going to shoot up and then fly above it. They're through it.
Yeah.
So they're on the other end. But yeah, it's just a super peaceful, like slow descent down to the desert at this point. And Paul does let Jessica know, you know, once we land, run for the rocks.
Yeah.
And Jessica, you know, begins to kind of brace herself for that impact. Because they're making their way.
Have you seen videos of like planes landing without landing gear?
I was just gonna ask through your whole process of, you know, beginning to, you know, go through flight school and stuff. Have you desensitized yourself to the shit that can happen?
No, definitely not. If anything, I'm more aware.
Yeah.
Of what?
Yes, I have seen. I've seen some crazy stuff where like, the wheels have gone off, but they still land on the actual like the arm that holds the
The
wheels on the front side of the plane. I've seen a lot of unplanned landings happen and stuff.
So with like fixed landing gear planes, like where it doesn't retract up into the plane. That's pretty much what you have to worry about is like, okay, if your wheel falls off, you're going to be, you know, in a pickle, but that doesn't happen too terribly often.
Yeah.
Or at least it shouldn't happen too terribly often. With
wheels are just falling out of the sky. What the hell?
With retractable gear, if it, you know, there's two positions that it can get stuck in, or I guess three.
Yeah.
There's, it gets stuck down, which is not a problem. Just land normally.
Sure.
And get stuck up, which is when you have to do that belly up landing.
Yeah.
Right. Then
get stuck halfway.
Well, the worst part is it is if one is able to go down, but the other one can't. Mm-hmm. It's like your two front wheels. If one is up, one's down, then you have to like land on one wheel, but keep the other side up for as long as possible.
Holy shit.
Until you reduce your speed and then you have to drop down and you're going to do damage.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. That's what I was thinking about when they're coming in for this, this landing is like, they're effectively going to have to do like one of those belly landings.
Yeah. Because they can't just slowly like hover and then plop down.
Yep.
Your sister is a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to live with me for a little bit, and one of the, like, we would just talk about work and life and stuff. And I like asked her at one point what flight attendant training was like and everything. And she told me that they go through like simulated trainings of, having to land in those emergency situations and stuff. And she's like, yeah, it's not fun when they like take you in this plane fuselage and they like jostle you around the kind of like force and stuff that you would expect from those kind of situations.
Yeah. No, geez.
Yeah.
This is not related, but I'm going to say it anyways. So we don't have a 5 minute episode. Yeah, maybe we have a 6 minute episode.
Surprise. The minute's over. Yeah. Already.
We're pretty much done.
Yeah. We're just shooting the shit on this one.
Whenever I fly commercially, the only part
you fly in first class to not be with the pores. I understand.
Well, yeah, but that's, I thought everyone did that.
No, there's only so many first class seats, Zach.
I'm sorry.
I fly private. I don't
know. I've never looked back in a plane before. I don't know how many are back there. Turbulence used to really like freak me out.
Turbulence still fucks me up a little bit.
I now know that it's, and even before I started learning this stuff, I knew that it wasn't going to cause the plane to crash. Turbulence has never taken down a plane.
Yeah, but when you see those wings fucking bobbling.
Well, you should look up wing stress tests and see.
Oh, I've seen how far, much they can.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's still just like,
Yeah. Landing is the only part that freaks me out.
Yeah, we fly Airbus. We don't fly Boeing. Yeah, well, especially lately.
Humans are really good at going fast.
We're also not very good at stopping.
It's fast. The stopping that usually gets us in trouble. Yeah. So that's the landing was always the part that like freaks me out. And thankfully, now that I know more about it and the physics and everything, I'm less freaked out about it.
Yeah.
There's still a healthy amount of concern with landings.
What always concerns me with landings is like when the plane touches down and you feel it like hit the ground, but then you feel it like bounce a little, just kind of boing.
They porpoise down the runway.
Yeah. That's the part of landing that always made me kind of like pucker my butthole a little bit.
I was watching something, like a video of someone like doing their first like landing. And they did that. So they landed and then they, you know, didn't stick the landing. They had to like, you know, race back up a little bit. And they ended up like bouncing like two or three times before they finally made connection and stayed down.
Yep.
And the flight instructor was like, you don't get to count that three times. It's like, that's one landing, not three.
Damn it.
So funny jokes.
Yeah. No. Have you ever seen like any of the glider GoPro videos where they just like have a little GoPro in the so that looks really cool.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what like in this moment Paul and Jessica would be feeling if it's very similar to that, like now that they actually have the ornithopter and everything under control.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that is something that I want to do in my personal life is fly a glider one day. I've done it on The Sims before. Mm-hmm. The flight sim.
The Sims, like you're making a house and then taking your cheating husband and putting him in a pool and taking the ladder out of the pool so he can't get out. So then he drowns.
Normal things you do.
Or locking him in a bathroom with no doors so he can't get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All normal things you do in The
normal,
Sims.
Normal, not psychopath things at all.
on Microsoft Flight Simulator, not sponsored.
Yes.
I've done a lot of the glider stuff, and it is really interesting.
And the ornithopter stuff.
I've done the ornithopter stuff too. They don't have a
Orny 2
broken wing
with one busted wing and one broken sheared off wing.
They don't.
And no gas.
Well, that part can happen, but the glider stuff is really interesting. Like, you know, just you have to be able to read like wind patterns.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they're invisible, but just being able to know like, okay, we're probably going to get an updraft.
You take the right combination of drugs, you might be able to see it.
That's true. Oh, geez. But it's interesting. And I'm sure that they are, if they weren't under so much stress, this might be a pleasant moment.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the music definitely makes it seem like it's a pleasant moment.
Yeah. Right. All right, cool. Well,
is that enough time that we've burned for this episode?
Yeah, I think we've reached enough.
All right, cool. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Dune Minute podcast. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, it's the rest of this week is going to be just like this. So,
yep. Sorry. Don't blame us. Blame the writers.
Yay.
Just kidding. All right, cool. Well, you want to do socials? You're better at it.
Yes. I am much better at it than you are.
Yep.
You can find us on Instagram at The Dune Minute. On Twitter, we are The Dune. Or fuck.
Are you?
No, I'm
are
not.
Are you better at it?
Shit. You can find us on Instagram at The Dune Minute. On Twitter, we are Dune Minute. And you can email duneminute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts or listening on iTunes, don't forget to rate the show, give us a comment if you want, and regardless of where you're listening to the show, share it with your friends. We on our 100th episode kind of gave you guys some, you know, behind the scenes numbers and stuff, and we're, you know, still growing as a show. We're seeing more and more people listening every week, which is great.
Yep.
Love it. And
I think we've passed 3,500 downloads I think we're at like 2,500 or something on the
100th episode like that. So
we're growing.
Yeah. And that was at the time of us recording the 100th episode. That wasn't
that's
even
fair.
So
cool. All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow.
See ya. We'll see you then.